السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد. Over the past two or three nights we've been discussing Hazrat Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's very very beautiful ashar which light up the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which develop in the heart tawakkul and yaqeen and trust in Allah Ta'ala, which become the means of a person loving Allah Ta'ala, a person not losing hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness, a person becoming desirous of a connection and a bond with Allah Ta'ala, of a kind that distances him from nafs and shaitan. And those ashar were, Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja, Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja, Qudrat-e-Zul-Jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja, تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا، قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا، بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر، بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر، گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پڑ پڑائے جا، گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پڑ پڑائے جا. What is not in the power of Allah تبارک و تعالی when it comes to the problems of man, the difficulties that man faces, the hardships that he faces, the tests and trials that he faces? What is difficult for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to remove him from those difficulties, from those hardships, from those pains and from those problems? And even if those problems remain, but if this person has got that kind of love for Allah Ta'ala, that kind of bond with Allah Ta'ala, then even in those difficulties, the person will experience a kind of sukoon. And I've repeatedly said this, that I'm emphasizing this even in the morning bayans, the evening bayans, because emails, phone calls, letters, people are losing hope and trust in Allah Ta'ala. This morning again one letter, and the person says that those two, three bayans were for me, because I was truly losing my faith in Allah Ta'ala. Na'uzu billah. And then he mentions why. So the reason is that we haven't built up this muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala. We consider ourselves to be independent. We say we are independent. And once a person considers himself to be independent, so then all kinds of doubts, whisperings of shaitan will overpower him. Because we truly believe that we are the ones who must be consulted by Allah Ta'ala in all his decisions. Now if we are going to think like that, then definitely we are going to be in serious problem. Allah Ta'ala is not going to consult us. He is going to decide for us what is the best for us. But we must believe that Qudrat-e-Zul-Jalal mein kya nahi, that if there is any kind of narrowing and tightening and straightening and whatever it may be, then Qudrat-e-Zul-Jalal mein kya nahi, what power does Allah Ta'ala not have? So what is the solution? Gir-gir-a-ija. Cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Beg of Him. Ask Him for a way out. Ask Him for exit in those problems. whenever a person enters a room, then there has to be an exit also. In the masjid we enter, there can be 10 doors, 20 doors. So the same doors become the means of exit also. The door through which the person entered, that same door now becomes the means of exit. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the test. Means we entered that door of tests. So we must come out of the same doors again. So the one who gave us permission to enter, now we must ask him permission to exit. Or cry before him that we are locked up in this room. Because sometimes a person enters a room and then enemies lock the doors up. In parliaments, how many times it has happened in foreign countries and our country too, and so many other places, that there's some conference taking place, there's some meeting taking place, there's some parliamentary sitting taking place, and sometimes the enemies who are plotting and planning to overthrow the government, then they lock up all the doors. And those people are trapped inside. Sometimes they remain trapped for days inside there. So if a person is trapped because of nafs and shaitan, he can't come out. So what must he do now? He must turn again towards that same Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and say, nafs and shaitan have trapped us. Because now we're talking about the nafs, Islam, the nafs. Although we can take many other meanings. But this example is coming to mind, that if nafs and shaitan have locked us and we can't seem to find an exit, so what must we do? Turn to that same Allah Ta'ala and plead, beg, say, Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have overpowered me. And I want an exit. I do not wish to remain the slave of nafs and shaitan. I am your slave. I am your banda. That example of Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, which is very famous. And you have heard it many times. That shaitan is the rejected dog of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Shaitan is the rejected dog. فَخْرُجْ فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. Tonight you heard in the Taraweeh. So this rejected dog asked for permission to waylay the people. Shaitan asked for permission. He said, I will come from the right, from the left, from in front, from behind. So Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, he says that it's a rejected dog. So if you go to somebody's house and there's a huge dog there, a big bulldog there, and it wouldn't allow us to enter the home, then what would we do there? We press the bell. If the dog is barking, we don't stand there and bark back at the dog. We press the bell. So the owner of the house will move the dog out of the way and say, he's my friend, let him come in. So like that, if we are going to press the bell, beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that this rejected dog of yours, shaitan, is blocking my way. I want to be yours. I want to come to you. The person is making istighfar, tawbah, reading A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protection. So then Allah ta'ala will remove this rejected dog of his, and the person will find an exit in his problem. So if it's spiritual problem, the same route for exit. And if it's other problems, then again the same route. There is no other route. Who is independent in this world? Is there anybody independent? We have some independent newspapers, they say. But they are also not independent. They're dependent on the readers, they're dependent on the subscriptions, they're dependent on the owners, they're dependent on the publication, they're dependent on so many things, although they call themselves independent newspapers. Even in their views and opinions, they are dependent. They cannot say anything against the master's voice, the Jews who control at the top. So there's nobody independent. Every breath of ours, we are dependent on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Zayf qudrat zul jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. But we must not demand that it must happen now and now. Because if that is the case, that we are demanding immediate solution and immediate resolution, so then we must do the same thing when we are planting seeds in the ground too. Take the seed, plant it in the ground and say, Ya Allah, I'm making dua, this seed must grow right now. And it must turn into a huge tree. And I want mangoes now and now, my beloved Allah. And see with what tears in my eyes I am begging and pleading. And see how much I prayed at the Multazam. And see how many khatams of Yasin Sharif I made when I planted this seed. And how much I blew on it. How much of wazifas were read. So therefore it must grow now and now. Will the tree grow? Unless of course some waliullah like you all with the karamat, it grows overnight. Can happen. But generally all that Yasin Sharif khatam will get the sawab of it. But the tree will take its time. So like that, there are other things also which we are begging of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has listened. Allah ta'ala is accepting. Allah ta'ala only knows when we are going to see the tree grow and when we're going to see the fruits of it. So if a person has that kind of yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will not lose hope. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, as we were discussing this morning, he could have lost hope there in the stomach of the whale or the stomach of the fish that he was in. Hazrat Zunnun, Machli Wale. That was his title. So he could have lost hope there, finished. Does anybody have hope there when you're in this? But he doesn't lose hope there. He says, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu minaz zalimeen. Kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai, kabhi aitirafi qusur hai. Kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai, kabhi aitirafi qusur hai. Hai malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzoor mera huzoor hai. So sometimes ta'ato ka surur, enjoyment of the ibadah, zikr, tilawat. And sometimes aitirafi qusur, my beloved Allah, extremely weak. So qudrat-e zul jalal mein kya nahi gir girae ja. Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. Go na nikal sake magar pinjre mein par padae ja. Even if the life has to go in that pinjra, in that cage, that will be shahadat. If that bird has to lose its life, then we'll say it got shahadat. Because it was before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person was crying before Allah ta'ala. He was asking for forgiveness. He was asking for a way out. His bond and his connection with Allah ta'ala was strong. The person was doing whatever he had to do. His ibadat, zikr, tilawat, he was not bragging about it and considering himself superior over everyone. The person was making a tiraf of his qusur, and then if he died also, it's shahadat. At the most, what it will happen? The person will die. So why live a life of sin and die? It is mentioned the mafhum of one hadith sharif that when a person has got ishq and muhabbat for someone, it could be even of the illicit type. I'm giving you the mafhum and the meaning. And this person doesn't even inform that person that I am madly in love with you. It's an illicit love relation. Illicit to him. It's not legitimate. It's not his wife. The person is getting desires of the evil kind regarding some woman or some pretty face, some youth. So at that time now, he's suppressing it. He's not even making it known to that person. He's trying to distance himself as much as he can. And inside his heart, the person is in a lot of pain because nafs and shaitan want to show expression of that love for that illicit. But this person is suppressing it. So as a result, the person gets heart attack and he dies because of that suppression of the nafs. So the person got shahadat. It's a form of shahadat. The many categories of shahadat, this is also a form of shahadat the person got. So that is all that's going to happen if the person is going to suppress his evil desire. And in the suppression of the evil desire, there will be a generation of noor. Noor is generated when the person is suppressing the evil desire. The more the force of the evil desire, there's nothing to worry. People say, what do I do now? There's so much of evil thoughts coming. So the evil thoughts coming is not a problem. Don't bring them. If they just come, ignore them. Tell them, exit the other side, carry on. National highway, let them pass by. Press the accelerator. Overtake the truck of pigs. Don't follow it. If a person come across a truck of such an animal, which we don't like to even mention the name of, so what will we do at that time? Even the children, I always say, even the children in the car, the wife in the car, whoever is in the car, as soon as they saw in front that truck, then they say, overtake, press the accelerator, speed up, don't follow this truck. That's what we have to do, those thoughts that are coming. Accelerate towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Accelerate towards Allah ta'ala. So those evil thoughts, when they're going to come with force, and the person is going to suppress that evil desire, it will generate noor in the heart. Like we have hydroelectric schemes. The more the force of the water, the more power is generated. In those days, that's all they had, the hydroelectric scheme. Water. So more the force of the water, the more the current. So that current of Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat will then flow in the heart. And when that current starts flowing in the heart, then we do not know how many people will then get a shock who will touch his hand. When a person has got the live wire, somebody catches a live wire and the current is running through his body, and if somebody has to touch him, what's going to happen? He will also hit the sky or the roof. The current runs through him too. And if somebody touches that person, it goes through him too. That is the example when we talk about the Ahlullah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wali. That there's a current of Allah ta'ala's muhabbat and that is running through them, through their hearts. And when a person sits in their majlis, in their gathering, listens to their talks, gives their hand in his hands, so then that is that current. But the difference is that the live wire, if somebody is touching and you have to touch him, then he will go for a ride also, and the person who touches him, he also goes for a ride. Both of them become candidates of the graveyard. And in this current, what happens is that the heart becomes alive. They dies, and here it becomes alive. This current of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat, it lights up the heart. It boosts up. It's like a pacemaker that is now inserted. That if there is a weakness in the palpitation, then this pacemaker now boosts it. So that current, this is what it does. That it boosts up the person's muhabbat of Allah. It boosts the person's enthusiasm to do everything that Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are pleased with. It gives him the himmat and the courage to distance himself from all that is prohibited and forbidden.
Mujhe sehla ho gayi manzile ke hawa ke rukh bhi badal gaye مجھے سہل ہو گئی منزلے کہ ہوا کے رخ بھی بدل گئے، تیرا ہاتھ ہاتھ میں آ لگا تو چراغ راہ کے جل گئے۔
مجھے سہل ہو گئی منزلے کہ ہوا کے رخ بھی بدل گئے، ایون دا اسٹارمز دیٹ وی کمنگ دے چینج دا روٹ وینٹ اوے ان ڈفرنٹ ڈائریکشن، وین یور ہینڈ کیم ان ٹو مائی ہینڈ سو دین دا ڈارکنس دیٹ واز آن دا روٹ ناؤ بیکیم فلی لٹ اپ، ناؤ آئی کڈ سی وچ ڈائریکشن آئی ایم گوئنگ، ویدر آئی ایم گوئنگ ان دا ڈائریکشن آف جنت اور ڈائریکشن آف جہنم۔ ہاں،
یا اللہ سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے، یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے، یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں کسے غمِ جان و دل سناؤں، کسے میں زخمِ جگر دکھاؤں، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے، یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں۔
ویئر یو گو، وچ ایور سائڈ یو گو، سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہے یار، اب جدھر بھی جاؤں ول بی اونلی ویسٹنگ اوور ٹائم، ول بی ناکنگ اوور ہیڈ ڈفرنٹ ڈفرنٹ کوارٹرز۔ ونس اگین وی مسٹ ناٹ مس انڈرسٹینڈ، وی آر ان اے ورلڈ آف مینس، سو میک یوز آف دا مینس، بٹ آئی آلویز سے دیٹ میکنگ یوز آف دا مینس ڈز ناٹ مین دیٹ ناؤ وی مسٹ پلیس ٹرسٹ ان دوز مینس and forget the creator of the means. That is all. Turn first to the creator of the means.
تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا، قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا، بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر، گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پڑ پڑائے جا۔
My late father had studied in Randher Darul Uloom. He was very, very pious. I don't remember any night that he didn't get up 2 o'clock in the morning, even from my childhood days, and engage himself in tahajjud. All those who knew him, they knew what wonderful akhlaq he had. So when we were little children, 10, 12 years of age, at that time he used to read Hazrat Khwaja Sahib's Ash'ar to my late grandmother, and he used to read Mawa'iz and Malfuzat of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi and other kitabs. After Isha, when we used to come, then he used to read. My late grandmother used to sit elderly and she used to listen, and he used to read and he used to explain to her. So all the other things we never understood what he was talking about. But when he used to read this Ash'ar, so not understanding the meaning, not really understanding what depth there was in it, but it went into my ears at that time when we were little children. This exactly the same poetry which I am doing now. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se lau lagaye ja. And after many, many years now, when I look at the same Ash'ar, then I find so much of depth in it. It's like an ocean because it is in poetry the mafhoom of so many ayat of the Quran Sharif. So we must not think that these things are not beneficial. Sometimes it goes into the ears while the person is young, or he may not be even so interested at that time, but he just happens to land in some majlis, and for the first time he listens to it. He doesn't really desire to make amal also, but it goes in. So the seed is planted. That seed is planted. After some years, you might see the fruits of that also. So you must not even think that we just listen to some ayat of the Quran Sharif, so much of ahadith we listen to, so much of dini talks. So what is the benefit if we didn't make amal? The benefit is this, that at least we got the ilm of it. And the seed has been planted. Now beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the tawfiq. If we are going to water the crop after the seeds are planted, we are going to remove the weeds, then we will see the benefits. So we don't even know, as little children sometimes something goes into the ears and we see the fruits of that after ages. Now how many, over 50 years or 55 years ago I must have heard it. Now today the same ashar we are reading. And I recall that this is what he used to read. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us that kind of yaqeen, that kind of muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Siwaye tere koi tikana nahi hai ya Rab, jidhar bhi jaun, whichever direction you go. Besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no support. Then we have to learn about namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, nikah, talaq, buying, selling, in whatever business we are, we have to learn the masail of that. That all will come. But when will the person be keen to learn all that? When he's got the love of Allah Ta'ala and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the concern that there is going to be a day of judgment, on which day we have to face our Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq and give all of you and the ummah the tawfiq of amal. And may He open up His treasures, unlimited treasures for us. And the floodgates of forgiveness, mercy. For He is most beneficent, most merciful. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا رحيم يا كريم سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤ سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جدھر بھی جاؤں. There is no support for us besides your support. You are Rahim, you are Kareem, you are Sattar, you are Ghaffar. Oh my beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were just listening, my beloved Allah, to the beautiful ash'ar of Hazrat Khwaja sahab rahmatullah alayhi. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se nau lagaye ja. تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. Therefore my beloved Allah, we have extended our begging bowls before you. Our life in your control, our health in your control, the ground on which we walk in your control, the heaven and the earth in your control. Change the condition of our lives. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Forgive our sins, major and minor. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. In the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai. Kabhi aitiraaf qusoor hai. Kabhi ta'ato ka surur hai. Kabhi aitiraaf qusoor hai. My beloved Allah, we are acknowledging every weakness of ours. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye. Gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Ya Rahim. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with shifa from all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, clinics, homes, amongst us, anywhere in the world, bless them with complete shifa. Don't test us, my Allah. So many have met up with accidents, so many have undergone operations, so many will be undergoing operations. So many people are suffering from different kinds of sicknesses and diseases. So many have got complications, my beloved Allah. Who is there to remove their pain and suffering besides you? We know that sometimes it can be rahmat and mercy, but even if it is rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. Those who are in poverty, give them halal wealth. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of rizq halal and make them pay off their debts and remove their difficulties. Those who are in difficulties with their children, children have become disobedient, children have become rebellious. Ya Allah, remove their pain and suffering. Give them also the tawfiq to remove from their homes and lives all those things which are bringing such destruction of the morals of the children. Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes. Our children, our grandchildren, my beloved Allah, and those who have great grandchildren, make everyone nek, pious, righteous. Make them sadqa-e jariya, my beloved Allah. Mankind around the globe is suffering. With your fazl and kindness, remove the suffering. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time, in every ni'mat and bounty. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in the disco, cinema, theater, watching some filth on the television screen or internet sites or filthy magazine or hands. Ya Allah, tamanna hai ke gulzare madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی برتا وہی گور و کفن ہوتا شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہی
عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن.
رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, fulfill the good wishes of everyone. You are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering, tests and trials of every individual. With your fazl and ihsan, remove the pain, suffering and trials. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, accept the i'tikaf of those who are in i'tikaf. Accept our tilawat, our zikr, our fasting. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.